How beautiful you are, for giving, for living. How beautiful you are, for being, for seeing. I sing this song from my heart. How beautiful you are.
Well, hello, beautifuls, and welcome to the Psychic Therapist Show, where we explore everyday life and answer your questions using both psychology and spirit. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about using the psychic gifts that we all have in some very practical ways. Specifically, we'll be talking about how to use your intuition to help skyrocket your success in business or in your own business or career. And we welcome calls during the show. You can call us live, toll-free throughout the show at 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. I'm Evie Kane, a lifelong psychic and clinical psychotherapist, and you can find out more about me or my work at eviekane.com. That's eviekane.com. And I'm thrilled to have with me today a very special guest, Lisa Cherney. Lisa is a gifted business intuitive and the founder of Conscious Marketing, an organization that she started over 11 years ago to help business owners find their authentic marketing voice so they could attract their ideal clients. And she's a co-author of Inspiration to Realization, Real Women Reveal Proven Strategies for Personal, Business, and Spiritual Fulfillment. And prior to Conscious Marketing, her company, Lisa spent 15 years advising many, many Fortune 500 companies and leading advertising agents. Luckily for us, she's now dedicated to working with small business owners, many of whom have added thousands of dollars in sales after exposure to Lisa's groundbreaking Stand Out and Be Juicy programs and her intuitive and insightful guidance. She's a highly sought-after motivational and inspirational speaker and has shared the stage with experts such as Jack Canfield, you know, with all the chicken soup books, John Assaraf from The Secret, Lisa Sasevich, the Queen of the Invisible Clothes, and recently she joined Neil Donald Walsh as a speaker at the Conscious Entrepreneurs Telesummit. However, in her own humble words, she considers her greatest accomplishment is having the courage to follow her heart and laser focus her business so precisely that she tripled her income in 1 year while taking off Fridays and Mondays to be a mom. I love that Lisa really and clearly walks her talk, and in addition, she is such a warm, lovely, and vivacious person. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you, Evie. I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, we are so thrilled to have you. You know, Lisa, it's, you know, I know there's so many people out there that toy with making that leap of faith, you know, from corporate to having their own business, and they feel trapped and afraid, and you know what I'm talking about. You may have been there yourself. And could you talk initially about your own guidance, you know, following that to leave that, quote, security net of a corporate job and start in your own business?
Absolutely. I think it was really the birth of the merging of my corporate business professional self with my spiritual one. And I was, you know, I would try to merge the two when I was at the job, but, you know, there was so many external constraints. And I actually had some major help from the universe in the and it looked like three layoffs in 2 years.
They kept booting your butt out the door.
Exactly.
Huh? Right.
Exactly. I needed that. I don't know. Maybe you listeners on the line were more brave than me and just decided they couldn't take it anymore and voluntarily left. But I was in my early 20s, and I guess I wasn't cynical enough.
Right.
So I needed, but I was supposed to leave when I was that young. And so I at that third layoff, I realized through this voice that I've come to know much, much better since that day. But that day, I was driving down the freeway with the box of my stuff from my desk on the passenger seat in bumper-to-bumper traffic here in Southern California, and I heard this voice, and it said, "Why go to work for somebody else when you can work for yourself?"
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly looked around, Evie, like, who just said that?
Right.
Because it actually was quite ridiculous. It really was quite ridiculous because my husband had just quit his job 3 months prior mm-hmm. to pursue his dream of becoming a chiropractor. So he was in school full time. So that's what that voice did not realize. I needed to get my butt to a job.
Right, or that thing where in that state of terror and the universe sets it up that there's nothing left to hold on to. The job's gone. So
Yes. But what happened was that just having that thought and then being with that thought and feeling all the feelings that came up, which was, oh, my gosh, I would actually have freedom.
Right.
And I could take care of myself the way I want to, and I could work with the people that I felt called to work with, and I could do the things that I really love to do with people that I love to do them with. And, like, it started this spiral of excitement and emotion. I remember coming home to my husband and saying, "I have to follow my dream." And he's like, "What dream? What are you talking about?"
He's worrying it's the nightmare.
Exactly. He had no. He's like, "What dream?" Because I had never thought of having my own business prior to that moment driving down the freeway. And so needless to say, here we are 12 years later, and I still cannot believe that I never went back to corporate. And shortly after that decision, we went on, we had a trip planned to the Netherlands. And I remember being in the Netherlands, I'm like in this other country, you know, you're on vacation, and you know when you're in that mode, like once in a while, it's kind of like when you're in the movie sometimes, once in a while I go, wait, where am I? What's my reality? Okay, I have a job back there, and I was in the Netherlands, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not going back to a job. It was like someone had just plucked me out of my life and put me in someone else's where all of a sudden there was all this possibility.
Yeah, that seemingly alternate universe was your brand new reality. Well, you know, Lisa, it sounds like, you know, listening to The Voice, that you kind of went from being disconnected, divine disconnect, to really plugged in. You know, and that after you left corporate, you really probably more and more, I'm just assuming, started to follow that voice and your intuition more and more, even in helping you grow the conscious marketing. You want to talk a little bit about that, you know, how you use your intuition? And
sure, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny, I'm telling the story about me driving down the freeway, and I decided I wanted to give all the listeners access to a chapter in a book that I wrote just about that day and about how I've followed my intuition. And what's really interesting about this book, and I read the chapter before we decided to post it for everybody to grab, was it was written 5 years after that decision. And now here I am, you know, 7 years after that. And it really is, you know, phenomenal. So if people are interested and want to really read more about what happened immediately following that, you know, because I'm going to fast forward, to the launch of the, you know, I'm going to fast forward a little. And if the listeners are like me, they like want details. You know, they want to know what exactly happened.
Get that and read it while you're talking. Sure.
Yeah. So if you want to multitask a little, let me give you a URL and you can grab that chapter. The title is called "I Had a Good Feeling About You." And it really is about how I started to really feel more into decisions. And I had never had that luxury or felt I had that luxury before in a job. So you can grab that at Stand Out, Be Juicy, kind of known as a juicy marketing expert. So we got this URL, Stand Out, S-T-A-N-D-O-U-T, B-E-J-U-I-C-Y, StandOutBeJuicy.com/free-chapter. F-R-E-E, chapter, free chapter. You put your name and your email in there, and it's going to take you right to a place where you can download it, and it's going to email it to you. And that's from that excerpt from that book, Inspiration to Realization. And I just really went down memory lane setting up for this interview, reading that chapter.
How awesome to get reconnected with that!
It really is. It was definitely a touchstone, you know, in time. And so when I left corporate, you're asking about the launching of Conscious Marketing. I just started, you know, I had 15 years marketing experience. I worked for AT&T and Nissan, all these big companies. I thought, well, who better to start their own business than moi? I am a marketer, you know?
Right.
I was like, yes, I'm going to hire a bookkeeper, but there's one thing I know, it's marketing. So I got started, and I started doing marketing for people. And I would just sit down with them, and I would just have this way of asking the perfect questions. I would be guided exactly what to ask them. I would be able to create this space where they'd get out of their head and into their heart, and I would create their marketing for them.
So that's like a really key piece of this, is that voice. You started coming from your heart in working with your clients, even though they may not have been fully aware of that, but it just spoke to them.
Exactly.
In such a way that it's like, wow, this woman really gets me.
Yes.
That's my hit, so they would want to work with
me. Yeah, totally.
You.
And the interesting part was that's what I was doing for them, and what I didn't see was coming down the horizon was that I was going to have to teach them to do it for themselves.
Right. And then I know when everyone starts their own business, like, you know, we're a little similar in leaving corporate, and I remember opening my own private practice at a time when therapists were going out of business and managed care and blah, 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 and I just, I didn't pay any attention to that, but I know that in working, you can start to become your own, you can be working for a boss that was worse than your worst one at corporate. You know what I mean? You know,
yourself.
That you're working too much, too long, not taking vacations and time and that sort of balance. And I know that you had, I had heard you speak and you had talked about, because it's not like you just did that one freaky, scary, terrifying, exciting thing and start your own business. You had actually grown it to where it was pretty successful, you know, by most people's standards, pretty comfortable. I think you said you were making about around 80 to 100,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then all heaven broke loose. Like, you made a choice, which I love, that you really wanted to be with your daughter and work less and still maintain or grow things a little. And that's where in 1 year you tripled your income and working less, like 3 days a week instead of God knows how much you were working on your own. And you've had explosive growth since then. So I'm assuming there was some very interesting, shall we say, whole lot of shake and stuff going on there. Are you willing to share about that?
I would love to. And I love that you know my story so well that we can just pinpoint these great pieces to tell. Because that happened at the end of 2008. My daughter started preschool, and, you know, my business was kind of like an old frumpy sweater that just love, and everybody's like, what is that thing, you know? And I all of a sudden looked in the mirror, and I thought, oh, my God, what is that old frumpy sweater? And I said, oh, and, you know, and my business served me for a long time, and I was able to maintain my income, you know, when I was on maternity leave, and I'm so grateful for that. That was great momentum that was created. But it was time for something. It didn't feel right. It wasn't feeling right anymore. And this, you know, this was big for me, again, because I had my own business because I want to love it. So if you're listening and you have your own business or you're thinking of having your own business and you have that same dream, it just like any relationship with anything else, it takes diligent effort to make sure that you remain staying in love. And I was not in love anymore.
Mm.
And I needed to, you know, I didn't really see what was going to change. But what I did was I cut out all the noise in my life. And I kind of went into a bit of a hibernation, and I decided that I needed to take some risks and get some help in my business. And it required me spending money that I didn't think I had. Now, for me, that was a huge show of faith. It was a huge message to the universe that I was serious, and I was willing to jump off a cliff. Now, they started little, like $500.
It
still felt big at the time, right? I look back now, and it was little. vantage point now. But for wherever you are, whatever point you're listening at in your life, whatever feels like a risky investment, if it's in something that you identify you need, help that you know you need, and you don't get it, then you get to see you're holding yourself back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think is so great about applying these principles to business, because there is money involved. And I just think there's just something, it's kind of like when you buy a wedding ring or an engagement ring. I remember that 15 years ago, 16 years ago when that happened, I thought, well, you know what? I'm glad he had to put some skin in the game. You know?
Right.
There's just something about the power of the money, of the energy of money.
Yeah, and
so
the fact
and
the fact that when you're in your own business, you are your business, and you have to invest in yourself, because if the more that you grow, the more that your business will grow. And what I'm loving here is, you know, it's one thing when the universe, you know, pulls the rug out from under us, right, and we're still going down the terror chute there with the layoff, but it's another thing with like amping up and making huge investments that I know we're going to come back to that in just a moment. You're listening to the Psychic Therapist Show on Web Talk Radio, and this is Evie Kane, and I have a very special guest today, Lisa Cherney. And I'm going to add something new to the show right now, a new segment where every show I want to profile an entrepreneur, a small business owner who's up to doing something wonderful on the planet. And today I want to spotlight, because we all know the importance of nurturing ourselves as well as others, particularly as we're headed into Mother's Day weekend. It's a good time to remember that. And I'd like to spotlight a company called Healthy Glow that offers a full range of high quality and green spa and skin products that I am personally over the moon about. And I want to bring on Leah Silva, who is the president and owner of Healthy Glow. Hi, Leah. Are you with us?
I'm here, Abby. Good morning, afternoon.
Yeah, well, thanks for being here with us today. And, you know, this probably will sound very goofy to the listeners, but one of my very favorite products that you have that I just adore is those Happy Feet Buffing Pads. You know, before I used those, you know, I think all of us have had those god-awful little plastic eggs, you know, that you rub with the razor or things like that. And I love that they're green, that they last for 6 months. And it's so amazing that you made these available to the general public, because I know usually that was pretty much the podiatrist market. And you also have all sorts of amazing spa quality scrubs and so on. So I just was wondering, Lee, if you could share with us anything you'd like to about the business, your vision, what you're up to, anything you'd like to share with us today about these wonderful products.
Well, yeah, specifically with the Healthy Feet Buffing Pads, they're actually environmentally friendly, and we got certified on them that they're a green product. And one great thing about the products is what we're trying to do is help the diabetes populations also, because I come from a family of diabetes, and we all have to take care of our feet. And we find that the buffing pads, our Healthy Feet buffing pads, Healthy Feet are Happy Feet, are very safe for diabetes. So so that's kind of nice for the company to go into helping while making your feet all nice and happy.
Right. Well, I remember when you gifted me with some of those, I remember they just looked like a little, what used to be like, I would think like one of, not exactly a loofah sponge, but they're pretty tiny, and I tried it, and I was just stunned that the thing lasted for like 6 months. And although we're joking about, you know, healthy feet or happy feet, your feet really do feel really happy after rubbing them down with this, and they're just awesome for, you know, because all women, we end up with those not-so-smooth heels sometimes, and they were just fantastic. And then you have these amazing scrubs. Would you talk a little bit about those, Leah?
Oh, yes. Our sugar scrub actually is formulated for the sugars and rich oil emollients, so your skin is nice and soft after it's been exfoliated. And it has that really light citrusy smell, and it's actually one of the favorites in the salons and spas, professional spas, that they would use those to their clients, and they're just really happy on how it works. And it's very easy to use for, you know, just take it home and use it in the shower, and your skin just comes out really nice and soft, and it doesn't plug the drains like a lot of the other scrubs out there.
Right.
So that's another thing that we're very happy about.
Right. And one of the things that I, because I know you to be kind of humble about your company and your products, one of the things I really want to share with the listeners is I was amazed in talking to you one day when you're talking about you do, you know, for the doctors as well as the spas, and that one of the things I loved about that scrub product is the smell. It was so clean and so light. And we were having a conversation that many times, even though something can smell clean and light, the ingredients aren't all that, how shall I say, good or healthful as they might look in the packaging, and that your company seems to have taken great care into looking into what ingredients go into the product. So kudos to you for doing
thank
that.
Thank you, yes. It's actually, that's what we like to do, and we do not like to use any harsh chemicals use in your skin, because it's not really good for anybody to have those harsh chemicals.
And so I really love that you're targeting to help, you know, diabetics, because I think that's something, you know, a lot of people don't even realize about, that they have to be so careful what they use because of bleeding and the like, and that your products are very effective, but very gentle as well. So, Leah, how can people find out about you and check out your products if they'd like to after hearing about this wonderful business today? Where can they find you?
Well, they could call our 800 number, 800-843-7864, or visit our website. Our website features all of our products. That's www.healthyglowskinproducts.com. And that would be, and they could always call, and I, of course, I will always pick up the phone and make sure that everybody, you know, whatever questions they have about our products, and I can answer them at the time.
Well, that's just awesome. So it's Healthy Glow Skin Products. .com, Healthy Glow Skin Products, all one word. And is there anything else in closing, Leah, that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Well, yes, I would like to recommend and really try our buffing pads, because a lot of the people, and specifically the pedicure spas out there, unless they're the professional full-service salons, they really have to be very, very careful of how their feet are being taken care of, because of most of their buffing pads, most of those little tiny nail salons doesn't disinfect their products. So you could get some infections and some fungus, which is what the doctors are really very, very diligent in preventing or trying to prevent. And specifically for the diabetes. So, again, yeah, I would, you know, would be really good for them to really check out our products, and just because our products is very safe and cost-effective, and you can disinfect them with just plain bleach and water just to make sure that everything is it's okay.
Yeah, and that's a, you know, that's a good point. You think when you're going out for a mani-pedi to pamper yourself, you don't have to be worried about those kinds of things. And, you know, Lisa, bless you for, excuse me, Leah, bless you for having this wonderful business, and thank you for coming on today and telling us about
you.
It. And once again, for our listeners, you can check everything out at Healthy Glow Skin Products. com. So thanks, Leah, and have a great trip. Thanks for signing in with us today, because I know you're en route to a big weekend in Vegas. So have a wonderful time. Yeah, I'll talk to
thank
you soon.
Thank you, Abby.
Okay, bye-bye. And you are listening to The Psychic Therapist Show on Web Talk Radio, and my name is Evie Kane. And I'm with special guest today, Lisa Cherney, an amazing, amazingly gifted business intuitive and highly successful entrepreneur. And we are back. And Lisa, I have an email question.
Great.
Before we get, because it's kind of in alignment with just like, right, we were talking about before we launch into the second stratospheric growth of your business, is a woman that wrote me that is living currently in Europe, and originally she was from Southern California, and she is a big believer in the law of attraction, and she states that that is how she created her current job, working for a person that used to be an icon. And she was at that job for a year, and then it just wasn't feeling right, and it didn't work out. And about the same thing happened in her relationship, and she's kind of all over the place now. Like, you know, I was going to move to Paris to be with him and find a job there, and, you know, I'm not really nuts about, you know, staying in the Netherlands, and I think my heart is in L.A., but everyone's talking about the economy is so bad, and I know what my hit is on this, but how about you, Lisa? What would you say for this marvelous woman whose name is Becky?
Well, my first initial hit halfway through reading that was that it was time for her to stand in her own power, and that mm-hmm. there's something that she's supposed to be birthing, and not supporting somebody else's dream mm-hmm. like she was, and the stripping away of the relationship is really, again, to allow her to stand in her own power, both personally and professionally. And it's interesting, when you're trying to make a decision like, you know, moving your whole life, all of the things that are involved, and during our last segment, I was, again, reading that article that you could find at standoutbejuicy.com/free chapter. And in that free chapter from that book, Inspiration to Realization, there actually is 5 questions you can ask yourself when you have a decision to make and you aren't sure if you're ignoring your intuition. And I loved reading these because I thought, wow, I don't really have a system for checking in anymore. I just, you know, so much of it, you know, becomes
right.
so natural. But one of them that Becky might really resonate with is, one of the questions is, am I afraid of what people or a particular person might think?
Mm-hmm.
Am I afraid of what people or a particular person might think? So to really say, okay, is there something externally that I am allowing to overshadow what my internal guidance system is trying to tell me?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole economy thing is such an interesting, I really call it out when I'm teaching, because I think that when we look there, we really miss an opportunity of looking inside, because
right.
it's so distracting, and it's really a bunchable.
It sure is. Great.
Because here I am with, you know, tripled my business in 2009, doubled it again, doing really, really well. People ask me, oh, how you doing? You know, is your business being impacted by the economy? And I'm like, nope, having the best years of my life. It's just so much. It's so much about what I've decided.
Right. So you're saying to Becky that looking at those questions would help, because I think it's interesting you're bringing up that specific thing for her, because of the fact that she started out here and went to Europe, there potentially could be something going on, like what do people think if I come back
mm-hmm,
and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that, before we move on from her, that I just wanted to add is that my sense is that she has, when she followed her heart initially and created that amazing opportunity that was right for her in Europe, it was right at that time.
Of course.
I agree with you that the universe is stripping that away, and her heart is really back here. and the rest will just fall into place.
Yeah, she needed to go there and grow and stretch, and there was probably people and situations she needed to separate herself with from here and go over there, and now her support system there is stripped away. So now she comes back here a new person. She could start over doing anything that she wants. There's something that's supposed to be coming through her, whether that's whether she could fulfill that in a job or whether she starts her own business. You know, always making those big decisions, it's such a great field day for, you know, really looking at all the influences. So I definitely think you should check out that standoutbejuicy.com/free chapter. Download that and go through those questions and write out your answers.
Because it's great to flesh out. This is what I've found, that we get in a little, it's almost like we get a little helmet on our head with our little mindsets.
Yes.
You know, and that we can get stuck. We can have this tremendous growth, be following our intuition, things are humming along, as we were starting to talk before the break about being comfortable, and we can get in a little mindset thing.
Yeah, old frumpy sweater.
Old frumpy sweater. So let's go right back there now, Lisa, because I'm really wanting to hear, because, you know, it's like you showed, it was so much fun to hear you say, man, I was really scared, and it was like the universe sort of, well, not threw you under the bus, they threw you off the cliff so you could spread your wings, and then you had that comfy business that started to look like the old frumpy sweater, and you started investing in yourself, and I know that you signed up, you did something that was like, that most people would have been scared to do, and that's what really launched you into this next phase of your business, where you were in a year like 2009, I believe you said, when everyone was, whoa, the economy, you tripled your income working, you know, two-thirds of the time. So let's hear about that, because I think this is a kind of an exciting story.
And I really want to underscore, so I actually have a new take on that quote from Julia Cameron, that leap and the net will appear. The Lisa Cherney quote is, leap and the cliff disappears. Because what I found is, in 2009, when I took a flying leap and I looked back, there was no cliff anymore. And the leap was a huge investment in my business, in a mentorship mastermind-like program for entrepreneurs that was a year-long program. And it scared me to death. It was a $20,000 plus investment with money that I did not have. I mean, if you sat me down and you said, you have 20 grand laying around, I would have been like, you are out of your mind.
Don't we all? Just let me write you a check, right?
Exactly. And that's where a lot of people go. They go, I don't have the money, and they just shut down and they move on. But I knew that I could not stand the thought of moving forward in my business without help. And these people, they seem to have it going on. And I thought, this is the secret. Okay, you want to know the true secret? The true secret is find people that have done what you want to do and get by their, join yourself at their hip. And breathe their air, live on their planet and breathe their air until it's completely normal.
So that helps to really shift a mindset and then some. So Lisa, I know you magically came up with the money, but the part that I love even better than that is when you started working with these people, they basically said, the way you're doing it, it isn't just cutting it, so we're going to blow up the way you're doing things and do something completely different. So that must have been not only the money hurdle, but then it's like, what?
Yes. Oh my gosh. And, you know, and I, people always say, what are your hobbies? And I'll say, my hobby is me. So I kind of revel in whenever someone challenges me and it terrifies me, I think, I rub my two hands together and this is going to be good, you know, because I know I'm terrified. And so, they had me doubling and tripling my prices. They had me stop doing one-on-one and do, like, you know, VIP type group programs. And what that did, Evie, was it actually helped me model one of my core principles, which is to laser focus your marketing to attract your ideal clients. Not your target, not your niche, but like your favorite, you know, fulfilling, glorious clients that you'd want to clone. And what I realized is I was not attracting them. I was selling myself short. And so by increasing my prices and changing the format of what I was doing, I then started to attract the people.
Okay. So, you know, Lisa, the thing that I'm, like, I think earth angels come in all sizes and shapes, and you clearly had some around you. And with that mentorship program, how were you able to step through? Because I know, you know, courage is not about not having fear. It's really about acting in spite of your fear. And, like, how... Go ahead.
You know, it's interesting because, well, I believe that conscious entrepreneurs, people that are doing their life's work, are constantly being called to step through the rings of fire that they then are going to be holding other people's hands through.
Right.
And I needed to own the next level of my business. I needed to learn how to market to those people, and I needed to stand in that power, because that exactly was what I was going to be helping people do at a whole nother level through conscious marketing.
Yeah, and that's beautiful, because that's really a true principle. Whether you're a therapist, a coach, or whatever, you can only work with your clients. You can only go as far with people as you're willing to go yourself.
Right.
And that's what I love, that you walk, you walk your talk, you've done it. You know, I have about three or four emails. It's interesting that, you know, when it was advertised you were going to be on the show, and it's kind of a compilation. I'm just going to put them together as a compilation and get your hit on this. The essence of them is, well, this is all well and good for people that are like business or life coaches, but, you know, here I am, a Reiki master or a psychic, or, and it's hard to, there's an essence in these emails of these are things that are softer or fluffier or more difficult to monetize. And so if I'm not going to have, like, group coaching programs and all these things, even though you're an intuitive, it's almost like they're seeing that the your work or business is different, Lisa. And I'm smiling at this because, you know, it's probably a mindset thing in underlined exclamation point. But how would you respond to that, to, you know, light workers? They have their psychic intuitive gifts, yes.
Right.
So what would you say to that?
Well, in my 12 years experience doing what I'm doing, I attract predominantly people that do things that they have trouble describing. Okay? And
right.
So I get every healing modality and psychic and coach and, you know, realtor and energy worker and Reiki master, and so you name it. And what I've seen is that the biggest challenge that a light worker has is to detach from identifying with their modality, their certification, and getting to the core of the problem they're supposed to be helping people with.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I see is they enter the healing world, a light worker world, through their own spiritual awakening, and then they continue on by adding layers to their tools, and so then it becomes cloudy because they want to be called a Reiki master, but now they also do Psyche, and then now they do tapping, and now they do, you know, right?
Yes.
And I honor all of that. I think it's just beautiful. But in the end, you're supposed to help people to wake up, or you're supposed to help people to get through a tough time, or you're supposed to help people have big breakthroughs, or you're supposed to help people heal the wounds of their past, or you're supposed to help people stop repeating their relationship patterns, or you're supposed to help people stop letting physical pain limit them. There's a core. There's a
right.
core to what you're supposed, and it doesn't matter what modality you use. And people
right.
don't care about the
modality. Yeah, people don't care. When they're in pain, they don't care if you're going to past life therapy, EFT me,
right.
talk therapy, soul memory, whatever it is.
Right.
Right. And right. so how do you encourage these people to see, because I guess where I come from, too, and working with a lot of the light workers, is they have all these gifts, but sometimes it's like they have a hard time taking practical action with their intuition,
right.
that turning it from a, quote, a hobby to a business.
Right.
And so Can you share like some of the maybe mindset things or, you know, like how they can follow our intuition to do that? Just anything that, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I think it would really, what I've seen is that people that are highly intuitive don't apply it to their business as fully as they can. That somehow they have a story where, well, I can't follow my intuition in my business. My business is telling me I should not be doing this and not be doing that. And the gurus, the marketing gurus, the business gurus, the sales gurus tell me that I should be doing this. So I should really be listening to what they're saying, even though it doesn't feel good because, you know, I don't really have any experience. So they're counting out their intuition. They're not applying it as fervently and as integrity-driven, really, you know, aligning with it as they could in their business. So,
I think that's a brilliant insight, Lisa. Mm-hmm. You know, I had never really looked at it that way.
That's what I'm so
you know, it's kind of
about
funny that we're not being intuitive. If you have intuitive gifts that you use to in your business to serve other people, and they're not using it in their own business, because it's like we can have a gut feeling, but you have to determine whether it's intuition or fear.
Right.
And I think what I'm hearing you saying, without saying that, is they're more tuned into that, or there's a danger of being more tuned into that, and coming up with quote some spiritual story. Yes, as to why I can't do that or it isn't a good idea for me to do right now.
Yeah, and you know, the people that come to me, it's like they've been traveling in the desert and they are really, really thirsty. And they find me, conscious marketing, and they hear me and my story and my energy. And it's like they have found their oasis in the desert of how do I create this business and maintain my spiritual principles? How do I market and use the law of attraction? And how do I blend all this? And that's where I feel like I'm an evangelist, because if people can really get out of their head and into their heart and know how to communicate that in their marketing when they're out there, then they're going to attract exactly what they want. But they need sometimes someone to hold their hand. So whether that's me or somebody else, if you really feel like you need help, you need to get help.
Right. Right. That's awesome. And see, the other thing, you know, Lisa, that I really enjoy about you is you understand both worlds.
Right.
I mean, I know you joke that, you know, you're kind of woo-woo yourself, and which, you know, which doesn't sound too woo-woo to me, but you really are, you know, you're really balanced between that, what we might call left and right brain, between your heart and your head. The intuition and the logic, and I think that's an important aspect of it too. But for people who are thinking, okay, that's kind of interesting, but I'm wondering if Lisa has ever really worked with somebody like me, like an animal communicator, Reiki master, and taken me from making $20,000 a year to, I mean, is it really possible for people like me to make six figures or better a year? I think that's what, there's a headset or mindset that it's a softer, not as easily monetizable thing. And how would you respond to that, Lisa?
I would respond by having them to observe the many people that they have around them that are doing what they want to be doing, and they are successful. So they can gather data for the other mindset, a lot of data for the other mindset. Probably there's a lot of people that they hang out with that are in that similar mindset, or they could start to hang out and put themselves on a collision course with people that are doing what they're doing, soft skills, you know, intuitive things, healing things, and I know that they know some people. There are some people that have been very successful, and there's something that they're doing. And there's,
right.
And often they have mentors and coaches, very, very often, and that's part of it, is taking it seriously. It's a business. It's not a hobby. So if you're not charging for what you're doing,
right.
That would be actually a very good first step. Open up a business bank account. Start the flow of money very specifically towards your business. Start charging or even raising your rates to honor what it is you're doing. And get a coach. Get a group. Be in a mastermind. Make an investment in your business. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, the universe takes those. I mean, the month that I invested that 20 grand, I made 20 grand. And I had never made 20 grand in a month in my life. And I hadn't even started the thing yet. But the universe was like, okay, sister.
And that taps into another spiritual principle that we all really know about intellectually, but people forget about. You can't bring in money like that unless you've spent it on yourself. When it's a real stretch, like it's like you it's like when you invest the $20,000 and you've only had maybe $2,000 or $3,000 months. There's a something about it throws open the doors of the universe that it starts to lift you to a certain place where then what you've invested in yourself is what becomes your baseline monthly income.
And what you just said is so important, and I hope everybody who wrote mm-hmm. in or shares the mindset of those writers really hears what you're saying.
Right. And, you know, Lisa, when you were saying about, you know, there are people like that, I mean, I know because in working with lightworkers, I could just picture the listeners thinking, well, yeah, but that's, you know, Doreen Virtue or Sonia Choquette or mm-hmm. Sylvia Brown or some other Hay House author. But I want to really bring home this point. For example, I believe that you probably coach people that are in the soft arts and that having worked with you, they have
Absolutely.
Grown their business to six
Hundreds.
Figures. Okay, so I mean, I just
Hundreds.
Wanted to bring
oh,
it
sorry.
Down
okay.
to
yes.
earth a bit because it
Absolutely.
Is...
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, all those, you know, the modalities that I named, I mean, I had three, just of course the universe put three, you know, healing practitioners in my, you know, in one of my courses that I taught recently, mm-hmm. including the founder and one of her students that just happened to come from different places because they, and here's the thing that I have in common is that they know that they can't go another minute without helping the people they're supposed to help. And so for them, it was now or never. And so right. if you need to get to that spot, then get yourself to that spot.
Right.
You know, and if you think, Evie, if you think that there's some listeners that, you know, are really ready to take some action and want to really invest some time in having a honest conversation, we can work that out.
Okay, that's great, because, yeah, in just a moment, I want to talk to you about that, about what's
okay.
up and all of that. That's awesome, and I know that you're so... you're so service-oriented and generous in addition to being a brilliant businesswoman. And, you know, that what you've been saying for today, I think, I'm hoping that people are encouraged to hear this. And that, you know, we have all have our intuitive gifts as a thing of learning to grow your business as well. And I think it's so important to, you know, to find and work with people who have an understanding and a deep respect of both worlds, which I know that you do. And so, Lisa, I was wondering if before we, you know, did a wrap-up here, because I know that you used, you know, in addition to the article, which we'll talk about again in a moment, that gets into questions, is there any other tip that you have for people about how to better use their intuition in growing their business?
Well, the tip came to me before you said using their intuition. So, but I feel like this is what I'm supposed to share.
Okay, go ahead.
That, you know, one of the things that we hold space for people when we work with them more closely is for them to really get to the heart of how to express the transformation they provide. Mm-hmm. I call it juicy benefits. How is somebody's life going to change after working with you? And what I've seen is when people really get those words down, and you need to have those words for every product or program or service or, you know, format that your work takes, and they really get those words down, that's when they really start to shift internally and owning the value.
Mm.
And so where does intuition play into this is that I believe that everybody listening knows on some level that what they're doing is what they're meant to be doing on the planet, that it is a gift that they're supposed to be sharing. And then they know that they help people. And they've seen that they help people, whether they've been real clients, people that they've charged or not. They have helped people. And your intuition is giving you feedback and showing you and giving you glimpses as to your power. And then there's another voice in you that is discounting those things. And until that other voice can be minimized and the other voice around the benefits that you provide and really owning your gifts and then, of course, communicating in your marketing and when you're selling and all those, you know, sinful words, until you can really, you know, really own that stuff, and follow what your intuition is saying. Look how amazing you are. Look how much you helped that person. Look how much you helped Aunt Sally and Cousin Joe and your ex-boyfriend and your dog. Look.
Right. Right.
And that's where the intuition is, you know, they think it's not. They think it's not, but it is.
It really is, and it's like sell is not a four-letter word. It's actually a five-letter word, I think, which is serve. You know, and it's like it's a big disservice if you're not letting people know what you do.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to be here today and sharing your light and your wisdom. And I know that people can reach you at consciousmarketing.com. And would you give us that URL again for that wonderful chapter?
Yes. Stand out, be juicy.com/free chapter. And that's where they'll get those five questions that they can ask themselves when they have decisions to make and they're not sure whether they're ignoring their intuition or not.
Okay, great. And then you mentioned both before to me and in on this call the possibility of some offer if people feel they're ready.
Yes. And this and I really trust that you, our listeners, are going to know if this is right for you, if you're ready for this. If not, put it in your back pocket for later and download the article and start there. But if you have a business and what I'm saying is resonating with you and you're ready to take a risk and take some action and be honest and get to the truth of what's happening for you and then do what, you know, take action on what you find out, then I have a group of juicy marketing coaches that will that are donating their time for listeners on this show today to provide juicy marketing strategy sessions. And you can grab one of those sessions at standoutbejuicy.com/strategy session. standoutbejuicy.com/strategy session. And I really want to emphasize that this is not a coaching call. This is a strategy call. So we're not going to be giving you tips and tricks and easy fixes. When you go to that URL, you're going to be taken to a survey, and it's a qualification survey because obviously, you know, we have hundreds and thousands of people listening. We can't do this for everybody.
Yeah, you'd be a whole business.
Right? So there's a qualification survey, and it asks questions like, what is your income goal for 2011? Now, if you say, I don't have one, you're likely not to qualify because for us, that just shows us that you're serious. About your business and about getting somewhere in your business. So you want to fill out those questions. You want to help us to get to know you. And then if you qualify, we will connect with you to schedule you with one of our juicy marketing coaches. That is a $500 value.
Well, Lisa, that is so incredibly generous, you know, and just so in alignment with who you are and both in your business and in the rest of your life. And I thank you so much for your time and attention today and that all that you've done for the listeners in terms of sharing your story and offering these great resources. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. It is my pleasure.
Right. And I wish you a beautiful Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Okay. And thanks again. I'll talk. I'm sure our paths will cross soon.
Yes.
So once again, you are listening to the Psychic Therapist Show on Web Talk Radio. And this is Evie Kane. As we bring things to a close, I wanted to just take a few moments to share with you something that I'd heard from Louise Hay a few years back. You know, Louise is the founder of Hay House Publishing and considered by many to be the mother of affirmations and then some. And she was being interviewed and asked for advice for spiritual entrepreneurs and business owners about being able to survive in a down economy. Now, if you know Louise, she's not about surviving but thriving. So her answer is not surprising. And this is what she said. The worst thing you can do is say, oh, business is bad and the economy is poor and all that crap, because that surrounds your business and imprints your business with poverty thinking. Instead, get up in the morning and bless your business. Bless the business. Bless the transportation you are going to use to get there. Bless the front door of your office or store and every client or whatever products you have in your store. Bless everybody who works for you and with you. Bless all the suppliers and the customers and clients. Bless them with love. Bless every person who walks in that door with love. Bless everyone. Mentally puts so much love and joy within and around your business that it is a magnet for people. Instead of thinking about how bad things are, you don't think that. You say things like, my business grows constantly. My prosperity is constantly increasing. This business is fabulous. It is a magnet for people. That's the sort of mental attitude a business owner, entrepreneur needs to have. With that attitude, and by practicing it on a daily basis, you'll be amazed at what happens with your business and laugh at the boogeyman. Your store's well-being, your business's well-being has nothing to do with the economy. It has everything to do with your consciousness. The last thing at night I would say you should say before you go to bed is just bless everybody with love and say, life, you handle my business. I'm getting some rest, and so it is. Thanks, Louise, for that reminder that our mindset, our consciousness is everything. You are so much more powerful than you think you are. And when you consciously radiate out your love, you are the most attractive magnetical force in the universe. When you let your love light shine and project it out, it can't help but return to you tenfold. This is Evie Kane, the psychic therapist, and you can reach me at psychictherapist.net. Feel free to email me your questions for any everyday life challenge you may be experiencing at evie@psychictherapist.net. Thanks so much for joining us today. And in our next show, I will be sharing some very practical ways to work with your energy mind so you'll feel and be more empowered more and more of the time. So we'll see you back here for the next show. It promises to be a fun one. And until then, remember to let your love and your light brightly shine.
See you.